You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. It is hurricane season. We've had four storms, and it looks like we could be in store for more, and it might just affect your weekend plans. For the latest, we turn to meteorologist Jeff Huffman.
It has been an active season already in terms of tropical storms. We've had four named ones. We normally don't get that many until late August. We have not had a hurricane yet. That typically occurs the second week of the month, but we are now watching an increase in activity, possibly a development in the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the week, and new as of this afternoon, the Hurricane Center looking at a tropical wave coming off the west coast of Africa. Development on that would likely occur over the weekend as well.
And we are closing in on the busy part of our hurricane season.
Three times as many storms form in the month of August on average compared to July. The peak of the season is in September. October can also be a very busy month, especially in terms of landfalls in Florida. They tend to occur a little more often in September and October. But we are ramping up in the next few weeks. I'm anticipating another named storm or two within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Now, wasn't the forecast, the overall forecast, just revised to be possibly a little heavier?
The overall forecast from the National Hurricane Center and from NOAA was pretty much the same. There was only a few minor fluctuations in their recent update. It's always been for an active season. I think they brought down the number of major storms predicted just because there has not been a storm reaching hurricane status yet. But I think there's been a general consensus throughout the season that we're anticipating an active season. And I think there's also a consensus that the active part may be shifted a little later in the year than what is normal.
We have had an awful lot of rain this year, and whenever the ground is saturated, that's when we have more problems with our hurricanes because of the flooding and the tree roots. Are we still pretty saturated in the state?
We have dried out a bit in the last week, week and a half. That's one of the reasons why it's been so hot, but you are correct. It has been a rainy summer. In fact, just made official today by NOAA, July went down as the wettest July ever on record for the entire state of Florida. So above normal rainfall leading into the peak of hurricane season is never a good thing. It all depends, of course, where those storms track, how fast they're moving, and how much of a chance we get to dry out between now and when a storm would hit. But yes, rainfall is the biggest concern, and with the system that could develop in the Gulf of Mexico, no matter what forms or how strong it becomes, right now its projected path is up close to the panhandle, and that's an area that has seen the heaviest rain this summer. So flooding rain is possible this weekend just due to a weakening front, no matter if we have a tropical storm or not. We definitely have to keep an eye on the rivers and the water levels over the coming weeks.
What about the overall conditions? Are overall conditions good for storm development right now?
There is a shift occurring right now in the Atlantic. It's a shift that normally occurs this time of year. The large ridge of high pressure that connects Bermuda to the Azores has been very strong and displaced a little further to the south than usual. So waters have been cooled because of a lot of wind, a lot of sand and dust coming off of Africa. That ridge of high pressure is shifting to the north and weakening, which makes it more It makes it easier for tropical waves to develop when they come off the west coast of Africa. That will be occurring in the next week or two, and that's why we have already an area of interest just south of the Cape Verde Islands.
Okay, and it'll be about Friday before we see development of these systems that are being watched?
Yeah, hurricane hunters are on standby to go into the system in the Caribbean on Thursday as it approaches the Yucatan Peninsula. We should know a lot more by then. Conditions are not really favorable for development until late Thursday when the system will be passing the Yucatan Channel and possibly into the southern Gulf of Mexico. Development of the wave off the west coast of Africa, possibly over the weekend. We have a lot of time, of course, to watch that.
Stay tuned. We'll be sure to keep you up to date. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.